You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Hello again. It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's take a look at this. As you are aware by now, the repo rate remains unchanged. That's following the announcement by the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee. We speak now on the effect of the repo rate remaining unchanged on your rand. Duma Qobule is founder of the Center for Economic Development and Transformation. Thank you very much, sir, for your time this evening. Maybe let's start here. Let's take a listen at this.
The MPC decided to keep the policy rate unchanged at 7%. Four members preferred to keep rates on hold, while two favored a cut of 25 basis points. Since September last year, we have reduced rates by 125 basis points, and we want to see how this is affecting the economy, how expectations evolve, and how inflation risks are resolved.
Mr. Qobule said it was a 2-4 split. Is it clear to us as to what the two who were for the interest rate being cut, their reasons are?
Okay. If you look at the forecast of the Reserve Bank, it's 3.4% inflation this year, 3.6 the following year, and going back to 3% in 2027. So there's no inflationary threat in the economy. So that's the main reason I believe that they voted for a cut. And where we are now, we have a prime lending rate of 10.5%, CPI inflation at 3.3%, core inflation at 3.1%. So we've got a prime lending, after inflation prime lending rate of 7.2%. That is one of the highest in the world. And this is an economy that will grow 1.2% according to the bank's own optimistic forecast. The previous 2 years, we grew by less than 1%. So I don't see any reason why we need to get more aggressive rate cuts to jumpstart this economy, this moribund economy that has grown by about 1.1% for 16, 17 years. That is just totally unacceptable, and the South Africans, we shouldn't accept that. And there's no way the central bank can be independent of our national goals to grow the economy and create jobs.
Perhaps it's worth sharing with our listeners, what is inflation?
Inflation is the rise in prices over the past year. That's what it measures. Yeah. So, but the point is, we are now at 3.3%. It's different. It's 3.3%. That is the lower side of the Reserve Bank's target. So for where I'm sitting, the Reserve Bank has, there's no reason to have interest rates so high for so long,
Let's listen to this and we'll hopefully get some idea into that question that you have.
Moving to prices, headline inflation has picked up in recent months, broadly as expected. The pressure is coming mainly from meat and vegetables, as well as fuel prices, which have been declining at a slower pace than they were before. Meanwhile, underlying inflation remains contained, with core inflation around 3%. Inflation expectations also moderated further in the latest survey, which shows South Africans are getting used to lower inflation.
Does that partially answer your question?
No, because for the past 25 years of inflation targeting, we've never had a situation where there is excess demand. We are spending too much money, and interest rates only work to reduce our spending in the economy when you keep them so high. But what he's talking about, meat and vegetable prices and fuel prices, those are supply-side shocks, and there's nothing the central bank can do about that type of inflation. It's like prescribing water to a broken leg. There's no point whatsoever. So for me, that doesn't answer anything, because there's nothing that interest rates can do to reduce meat and vegetable prices or the fuel price, international fuel prices.
What about administered prices? He spoke of a serious dysfunction which undermines purchasing power.
That is for, so these supply side shocks must be addressed by national, by fiscal and industrial policies. Administered prices, ESCOM, 600 to 700% last time I looked over the past 16 years. So people can't afford these electricity prices. So to control electricity prices, I think there will have to be subsidies to consumers, whereby the government has to pay the difference between the NERSA price determination and the inflation target here. Yeah.
And the MPC says it emphasizes stabilizing inflation at 3%. What was your reading on that? Because you also stressed
they don't have the tools to stabilize inflation at 3%.
What does that mean?
Interest rates can't stabilize meat and vegetable prices or the fuel price. So if they hit the target of 3%, it's a fluke. It's because of things that are outside of their control. So we have to start thinking differently about this monetary policy and say, what we've learned from the pandemic, many countries, they addressed supply-side shocks targeted instead of burning the house down to roast the pig, you know? Yeah.
Because we also heard that there are gains to be had on clear, credible communication in terms of what they said. But for the average South African, which includes you and I guess, and maybe average is debatable, but what we mean by that is that as South Africans, when we take a look every time on a Thursday, 3 p.m., we are watching this announcement, whether they hold or they drop. That's always what we look out for, right? But what is it that we need to understand as South Africans when it comes to the impact on us, on our pockets, on our ability to live?
125 basis points cut since September. I'll put that it doesn't make much of a difference to most of us, and those of us fortunate to be in this first part of the economy. For the majority of South Africans don't even have access to credit, who are unemployed, it means absolutely nothing, because as there is no investment in this economy, there's nothing looking positive for this economy. And the central bank has the tools to start jump-starting this economy, and they're refusing to do that. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for your contribution this evening. Duma Qobule is founder of the Center for Economic Development and Transformation.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.